Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. A new Cleome called Señorita Rosalita is a radical departure from the Cleomes we have grown in the past. Cleome, or spider flower, is a traditional summer annual grown in the South for generations. They are tall, robust plants growing 3 to 5 feet tall with a hand-shaped leaf and large heads of delicate flowers. Despite its popularity, the spider flower has some drawbacks. The foliage has a somewhat unpleasant, sticky feel to it, and as anyone will tell you who has handled this plant, there are tiny spines waiting to prick the unsuspecting gardener. When they are in their prime, these stately plants with flower heads and shades of purple, pink, or white are a wonderful addition to any landscape, but sadly, these plants become leggy and awkward as they age. In addition, the prolific seed production these plants are capable of can lead to unwanted reseeding of this plant in the garden. But everything changes with the introduction of the Cleome Señorita Rosalita. The LSU Ag Center has named Señorita Rosalita a Louisiana superplant selection for the spring of 2012. This exciting new breakthrough variety introduces a whole new type of Cleome to Louisiana gardeners. Señorita Rosalita Cleome is smaller growing and more refined than the old-fashioned spider flower. At 2 to 4 feet tall and about 2 feet wide, it is not only shorter, it is also much fuller and bushier than the spider flowers. The foliage is smaller, darker green, making this plant appear finer and less coarse textured. The plant stays full and bushy to the ground all summer and do not become leggy over time like the spider flowers will. That's one of the greatest things about Señorita Rosalita. The plant stays so attractive for the entire summer. The flowers and the flower heads are also smaller. This might seem to be a negative, but they are produced in such large numbers that the effect is still very nice. The color of the flower is a nice medium lavender pink. Despite the abundant production of flowers, the hybrid nature of this Cleome makes it sterile and does not produce any seed. This does two great things. First, there are no problems with seeds falling to the ground and producing unwanted volunteers. Second, seed production can discourage continued flowering. Since Señorita Rosalita does not produce seed, flower production never slows and continues from the time of planting until fall. Another welcome change is that Señorita Rosalita is a spineless plant. No more surprise pricks when grooming or working around this plant. Plant this Cleome in a sunny bed with good drainage. Cleomes are not prone to any major insect or disease problems and will tolerate just about anything except for a soggy, wet soil. Water regularly as needed for the first few weeks while the plant is getting established, but be cautious. If you water them too much, they will languish and do poorly. These plants do not want to be pampered. Señorita Rosalita are self-grooming and do not need deadheading, saving lots of time and effort in the garden. Heat is not an issue for this plant, and foliage and flowers stay attractive and uphold beautifully through the hottest parts of the summer. Gardeners who are interested in attracting butterflies and hummingbirds to their garden will want to add this plant to their flower beds. The flowers provide a nectar that these colorful creatures will crave. The Louisiana Superplant Program is an educational and marketing campaign of the LSU Ag Center that highlights tough and beautiful plants that perform well in Louisiana landscapes. New selections are announced and promoted each year in spring and fall. Louisiana Superplants have a proven track record, having gone through years of university evaluation and observations by the green industry professionals. With its beautiful flowers, excellent disease resistant, attractive growth habit, and low maintenance requirement, Señorita Rosalita is a well-justified and welcomed addition to the Louisiana Superplant family. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more in your garden. Podcasts to the show are available at wrkf.org.